Liao Hongying, political activist, 1911 to 1998. I should have been born a boy. Of course, my parents were poor and Chinese. In Changting, a small poor town in Fujian province, a girl meant a husband, dowry, expense. Some parents drowned their daughters at birth or sold them. But when my mother refused to suckle me, my father fed me with a tiny spoon. So my mother took me back and suckled me after all. I grew up willful, determined, curious. I would not do the household chores. My father taught the classical texts, both Chinese and Western, to the local boys. Western music, too. And he taught me. Then he let me go to the missionary school. But when I was 14, my father died. My mother too, within the year. The missionaries took me over. The principal, Marjorie, saw that I was eager and sent me to a boarding school. So I learned Western ways. But these were revolutionary years for China. The Communist Party was growing. Its aim was to overthrow the old oppressive ways. Girls like me joined to fight the oppressors and work for the revolution. We even cut our hair. I was an adult now and in danger. Revolutionaries like me were being hounded. Marjorie saved me. She used her own money to send me to England, through bandit territory, to Hong Kong, a boat, and safety. So now I had another home. China had nurtured me. England gave me a degree in sciences at Somerville College, Oxford. But China called me back. I returned and met Dr. Joseph Needham. You have not heard of Needham, who proved that every discovery made by the West had first been discovered long before by us Chinese? I joined Needham's team and we travelled researching. We supported Mao Zedong, politics and science together. We travelled in the back of Dr. Needham's convoy of trucks. A truck broke down. Well, he mended it with our help. A young English diplomat joined the convoy. Diplomat, he'll be a know-all Westerner, I thought. But this man understood China. I had a cough. He brought me Chinese medicine. He saw that the communists were good. So we married. We came to England and Derek took me to meet his family. His mother in Norfolk was lovely, but in Southport they were snobs. They would not even meet me. Derek wept. Then the axe fell. The diplomatic service would not send a revolutionary like Derek back to China. Even such a gentle Quaker revolutionary. They said, off to South America. Never, we replied. It is China or nothing. So we settled in London, taught Chinese, created the Society for Anglo-Chinese Understanding, made friends even with the younger Southport family, like Alison. When the US and the UK finally recognised Communist China, we returned again at last. Then came the events in Tiananmen Square. Revolutionaries killing those who struggled for democracy. Now I wept too, but I was true to the real revolution, and to Derek, and to my beloved China.